Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one. We cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Everybody to episode number 30 of the No Bad Days podcast. Boys, we're 30 episodes in. What do you think?
Feels kind of special.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's a big day. It's a milestone. Yeah. Every 10 we get excited, right?
Milestone Bar and Grill. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
You guys ever been to a Milestones?
Yeah.
Never even heard of that.
No, they're pretty good.
Is that just in Ontario?
No, they have some in BC, I think.
Huh.
Well, I know.
It's like a chain restaurant.
Milestone.
It's kind of like a Moxie's. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
So first things first, we got a shout out to take care of to Miss Tellis's sixth grade class in California. We heard that she's a very big fan of the podcast and we wanted to give her a special shout out. Also, we heard that her class is going to be having a nice party on Friday. So we figured we'd, you know, when you're in school, you want those Friday class parties.
A little pizza party. You do anything for a pizza party.
Oh, God.
Well, there's those competitions, like whatever class recycles the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like just making sure everyone's popcorn.
Yeah, go steal the other classes.
Yeah, you empty it out in your blue bin.
You guys don't need this? Okay, yeah. I'll take it.
You guys don't care about the environment?
I want my pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to them. We're gonna get in touch and we're going to make sure that party happens in style. Right, boys?
Damn right.
I think so.
Yes, sir. Yeah, all right, anyways, shout out to
Miss
Tellis.
Too bad we can't get there, yeah.
Thanks for listening. The kids, I think 4 or 5 kids had reached out to me in her class saying, can you shout her out? Can you shout her out? And someone sent a picture of her. She was wearing her hockey guy sweatshirt to class.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
That is awesome.
Pink hoodie.
Yeah, that's sick.
Thanks, Miss Tellis.
Yeah. That's awesome. Her first name's Alyssa, I should say.
Alyssa.
But that's awesome. We love to hear that. And that's super cool. So,
hopefully they get their pizza party.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys, actually, just speaking of this teacher stuff. I'm assuming have seen like former teachers from like elementary school or high school.
Yeah, like sometimes. Yeah, I've seen them around.
Do you refer to them as Miss or Sir or anything like that? Or you call them by their first name now?
I still call them I have a one teacher back home that I was close with in high school. Her name's Miss Port.
Yeah.
And every time I see her, I say, like, what's up, Miss Port?
Yeah.
I can't.
Did your dad ever teach you?
No, my dad didn't even teach until I was out of high school, right?
Oh.
I think.
What about your college professors? Do you call them by their first name?
No.
It depends
if they like say something.
Yeah, some people, like if they're a doctor, like they earn that title, I guess. So like they prefer that. But usually first names for college professors, but I remember like going back home for Christmas and I saw a former teacher at the grocery store. I was like, hey, sir, like, how's it going?
Sir.
I'm 23 years old. Yeah. And then I had a teacher in grade 2. Her name is Mrs. Bat now, but she used to go, like before she got married, she was Miss Altabelli. So I still call her that.
Ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. Every teacher is pretty much Italian at our schools anyway.
Well, that surprises me.
So they call it Tony Creek.
That's the high school you went to?
No, it's like the part of Hamilton.
Oh, I thought it was Stony Creek.
It's Stony Creek, but they call it Tony Creek.
Oh, because the Italian.
Yeah.
Anthony Creek.
Antonio Creek.
Antonio Creaky. Creakio.
That could be someone's name.
Antonio Creco.
There's an Antonio Creakio out there. Let us know.
Yeah.
What was the name of your high school though?
Cardinal Newman.
Oh, okay.
So but now, Italian. But that guy got converted to a saint now, so it's Saint John Henry Newman now.
Oh,
my high school. Oh, okay. Instead of Cardinal Newman.
Cool.
Yeah, private school. So.
It's not a private school. It's a Catholic
school. Sorry.
Right.
yeah. So we had a couple groups of fans visit us this weekend for the games. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That was unreal.
Yeah. It was. Yeah.
They brought the energy.
I think it just blew us all away.
Yeah.
Kind of realizing, how big we are, kind of like, just like. Like, I don't want to sound like that, but it was like super cool to see them there, like
trying to say
wearing, like some of them had our merch on. Like, I don't think any of us in our wildest dreams would have ever expected that out of this.
No. Yeah. And it was nice to kind of put faces to names that we had kind of seen that were supporting us online too.
Yeah. And from the beginning, like there was a few OGs there and they were with us before we even had like 100K.
So, yeah.
Like that was definitely special to meet those people.
And honestly, I think I don't know for sure, but it probably was cool for them to be able to like put like personalities together meeting us.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Cause
like they would see the stuff that we are online and listen to our podcasts and kind of be able to figure it out. But like, then when you're talking to them face to face, it makes like a little bit of a difference. Like you get the face to face interaction, which a lot of people get anyway. So.
No, 1,000%. Cause I guess like even like through social media, you could give off a personality but like
that, I think like, most part we're all pretty like regular on there, like we're our own, like we don't try to be anything that we're not, because we're all pretty goofy and we act
good dancers.
We're definitely not good dancers.
Not a chance.
We try not to be good dancers.
Like that last one we posted with the shoes, that was a tough
effort. That was hilarious.
Actually Lawson's the only one that like got it
properly. Yeah,
well, because he does it every morning before
he's in the mirror practicing.
Yeah,
he knew that day was going to come at some point. But no, for sure it was cool to see people travel up and see games, and we enjoyed it probably just as much as they did. So
yeah,
that was could have been our good luck charm too.
Yeah, we won 2 games, so
swept the weekend. So
weekend sweep.
It's true,
might need our fans to come out more often. Little weekend sweep. Take us to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I read a message on the account saying like someone was at a game a couple weeks ago but didn't know what the protocol was to see us after. Always come out to the lobby after the game and just like say hello to whoever's there.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like family, friends, some of the boosters or people that are always around the team come watch always. So we're always there after the games to say what's up and hang out for a little bit before we head home.
Yeah, and if the folks listening are ever at an away game, just DM one of the boys. Yeah,
definitely
or
DM beforehand so that we know.
Yeah, and we'll make sure we come out and say hi to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Motorcycle going by outside. Have you guys heard about this new metaverse that's coming out?
You guys were talking about it earlier. You guys have. I have no idea if you guys want to brush up on that.
So from what I understand, essentially it's going to be a Facebook spinoff where you're going to have like a personality, kind of like the Oculus thing. Like it's virtual reality. I think.
Do you put on like the goggles?
I think it's kind of a mix of both, but I don't know.
I think it is you put the thing on.
Yeah.
The
I goggles? Think it's like full virtual reality.
I think it is. I honestly have no idea.
So though. Like you have your life, like real life. And then like, you can have a different life in the metaverse. Which is coming into like all these NFTs and cryptocurrencies and stuff. I think that's all going to play into the metaverse too.
Can you imagine you're like a billionaire there?
Yeah.
But in real life, you're just broke.
You just own the goggles. Yeah. That's all you got.
You just own a pair of $300
goggles. I would never take them off.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like what would you guys do if your life in the metaverse was just like
unreal?
Unreal.
That's a tough one. I don't know. This stuff's kind of like, it's scary, I guess, because it's new.
Yeah.
It is scary thinking about it.
but like, I don't know. I got mixed feelings on it.
Like with this, all same with the cryptocurrencies and the NFT space. Like I know nothing about it.
Oh yeah.
But it's also like, it's like, how do you consolidate money into that when you don't really know what it is? I guess you have to research it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But like, how do you trust it? Like you don't, it's nothing material. It's all.
Yeah.
Like,
and like, why is that worth that too? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like why is like those NFTs, like those crazy animal pictures, like why is that worth 200 grand
for a painting? I don't know.
Or a picture. I don't know.
Like yeah.
That's weird.
Like, would you sell your hand for 200 grand?
No. No, I need my hands.
I need my hands too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Marty, do you need your hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty important. It would help. Yeah. They would help for sure to have hands.
There's a lot of things you could do with one hand, but like it always helps out.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But that's what I'm saying. Like all this stuff that's coming out, it's going to be weird. Yeah. Like what if your metaverse, like when you're, if we get into the metaverse when we're like 40, what if like our metaverse character is like back in his 20s and he's like a pro hockey player? Like, what do we do then?
And you're playing just jealous games. Of it?
Yeah. Yeah, your metaverse is like what you want it to be.
Yeah. You get bullied by your own like avatar.
Yeah. Yeah. Your own guy chirps you.
Yeah. He's like, can you be cooler?
Yeah. But then we meet up with all like the other boys metaverse and we just like, go out or something.
We have the hockey guys metaverse.
We're making TikToks in the metaverse.
Yeah, we sit at the same table at a restaurant, but all with our goggles on, eating at a different restaurant in the metaverse.
Eating at a much nicer restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. We're at like an Applebee's in real life.
And a Nobu in the metaverse. Yeah.
How many pets did you have in the metaverse?
I would have a pet lion in my gated house and.
Gated community.
Yeah, that's the thing though. I think you need to like accumulate like legitimate things to be able to.
It's like playing like Grand Theft Auto almost. But like, it's like weird.
But like with real thing, like I think you have to like buy stuff to like.
I think it is too.
I think it's like.
I think you literally have to buy stuff on like the metaverse with real money,
like with like a Bitcoin. You can take a Bitcoin and you can buy a house.
Yeah, that's like.
That's like hard to wrap your mind around.
Yeah, that's pretty mind blowing. I don't know.
Let's not try to wrap our minds around it, honestly. Yeah.
No, because we got school tomorrow and we need them.
School starts tomorrow.
Speaking of that,
I guess how do your guys' schedules look? Heading into tomorrow.
Pretty good.
Very light on Tuesday, Thursdays, but. Yeah, I think that's the goal for everyone, to be honest, is just to have like a nice little break, couple days midweek off. Break.
Yeah.
I only have one class Tuesday, Thursday.
That is unreal.
That's it.
I'm jealous.
From one to two. Well, you'll have it next year.
Yeah, but
maybe.
It'd be awesome to have now, no?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. I took 18 credits every semester till this year, though, to get to this. So.
Yeah, I took 16, I think was my, oh no, I took 14 my first semester.
Yeah, but that's because our advisors were like, you don't need to, like, don't overdo it. It's like, well, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good advice if someone's 18.
Yeah. For 100%. Time. Yeah.
But like, I think they didn't really understand that we're 21.
Yeah. We're older than everyone at the school.
Yeah. Like people close my age were graduating age. When I was coming in.
Yeah. Look, it's so weird. I remember freshman orientation, like, and the foreign student orientation, because we all have to go to that because we're Canadian.
Yeah.
Like the group leaders are younger than us.
Yeah.
And like, it was just like kind of weird because they're like, you know how they like talk to them, like, oh, you're a freshman.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, but.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, you know, I've been driving for about 3 more years than you. So.
Yeah, that's what, when Marty and I were sitting in our freshman orientation, we were asking like what stuff there is to do around Superior.
Yeah.
And we were like, what are the good places to go out with the boys and stuff? And they were like, we don't know.
Yeah. And then we party this weekend.
Yeah.
We were like, oh.
Okay,
I guess that's true. Like, 19 or 18 or whatever.
Yeah, your group leader's like, can you guys buy me booze?
We're like, no. So changing topics towards the NHL, there's been a couple NHL things this week that we should touch on. First off, they're stopping testing on people that are asymptomatic, which means that there's going to be a lot more games being played, which is nice.
A lot less cancellations too.
It was nice. Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel really bad for any like of the major sports right now, just having to go through this protocol. I'm sure like you know, a lot, like they get a lot of criticism from both sides of the spectrum, but mm-hmm. like at the end of the day, like there's no way that's an easy job.
Yeah.
Like determining the rules for it and the players and all that.
So. Well, yeah, don't get me wrong. There's worse off people than professional yeah. athletes right now, but
yeah,
it does suck having to like go through all the
hoops. Oh, for sure.
Hoops and stuff again. I think they used to get tested, or they're still getting tested every single day, right?
I think yeah. it's three yeah. times a week.
Is it three times a week?
That's what my brother is.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's different for the NHL.
Yeah, I think from what I understood, it was every single day, but maybe it is three times, even still. I
wonder if it'll change for them too, or if it's just the NHL.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows? But yeah, that was the first big news statement today, which was nice to hear.
Yeah.
And the second one was the NHL is trying to grow the game, and Kodak Black was at the
rapper Kodak Black.
Yeah, he was at the Panthers game, and he was
having fun.
He put on a show.
He was treating it like a nightclub a little bit.
He was at what's that place in Miami called? Liv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the press box is Liv.
I think the funniest thing that I just took away from it was how random it was, because yeah. someone from across the arena on their phone just saw what was happening in his suite and videotaped it. And the next best part was that his suite was right next to like Roberto Luongo and the GM, and this yeah, is like
the executive suite.
Yeah. So that was the funny part. And then just seeing all the like funny responses about it on social media.
Didn't Luongo tweet back at yeah. one of them?
Yeah, he
tweeted. I forget what
he
said.
He's a pretty funny guy, yeah. actually.
I can't remember what he said, but like...
He said something funny, though.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. But like, I know like Paul Bissonnette was tweeting at it, and our boy Heat Daddy was tweeting at it.
Oh, yeah.
And just like, even all the NHL insiders were kind of making a joke. Like, they were making jokes on TSN on the broadcast.
Yeah.
They
said like it was like the second highlight of the night or something like that yeah. when they showed like a goal.
Yeah.
Luongo said, PA announcer, please keep your eyes on the puck at all times. Everyone, okay, Kodak, honey, turn around. It's not safe. So yeah. That was just like a funny.
But
funny...
the rumors were squashed about it.
Yeah, no, yeah. they were just dancing.
His
yeah.
bodyguard.
Yeah.
Tweeted a video
yeah.
that was actually happening. It yeah, wasn't no, what it looked like.
Still like not appropriate. Not yeah. appropriate for a hockey game.
Yeah.
But
or public.
No.
Or a public appearance. But hey, you know what? Live your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that he does what he wants.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Who knew Kodak Black was such a hockey fan? Not me.
Definitely not me.
What a game. What a sport.
What a sport hockey is. So where do you guys think the NHL Winter Classic should go next year if you had to pick one spot?
I'm trying to think of a cool
city. New York would be sick.
Why? Where would you put it, though?
I don't know. Like where
Central
the
Park?
Like, no, like where the Mets play or oh, where the Yankees play.
Yeah.
One of those stadiums. The Mets would be sick because that's like right downtown.
Yeah. Do you think
what cap you say? Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. I don't know if it's already been to Fenway. I think it's been to Fenway
oh,
already.
Has it?
Yeah.
I'd say Winnipeg, but it's way too cold for that.
Wrigley Field would be cool, but they had one at Soldier Field in Chicago already.
Okay.
What other historic stadiums? I think there's like
there's certain criteria it has to meet. I think it has to be like an historic outdoor.
What about right on Broadway in Nashville?
There's one in Nashville this year. Yeah, there's a
on the rooftop of Aldean's.
Yeah.
I think it's Titan Stadium.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
They're doing one in Titan Stadium.
That's wild.
But I think the Winter Classic has to be like outdoors in like a winter area, so like not down south.
Yeah, so like
can't be like Dallas. So like, or yeah, Florida like or
the Panthers aren't getting one in their town.
What about Colorado?
That'd be
in the
sick.
Rockies.
Well,
would
be pretty cool. Didn't they do that?
They did in Lake Tahoe.
They did one in Lake
yeah,
Tahoe.
That was sick.
Yeah. That looked
and they saw like
they had their
all
issues
the, all like canoes and yeah because yeah. it was warm right
mm-hmm. yeah, yeah but I think they only did that because there was no fans allowed there anyway, so they were allowed yeah. to make it in like a scenic area
yeah
but like for revenue purposes they have to put it in like a stadium sort of setting. I think Montreal would be cool.
Montreal would be sick.
Yeah, Montreal Boston, Montreal Toronto or something in the in yeah. like the Expo Stadium.
Yeah,
or the
I think didn't Toronto have one not too long ago.
Toronto had one at BMO Field, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Or Ottawa.
Yeah. They had one. Ottawa's yeah. like, yeah.
Yeah. Not yeah. so much.
Nah, I wouldn't draw.
What about Calgary? Cowtown.
Cowtown would be cool.
Yeah.
What other teams are there in the NHL?
You just list all 32 and then after everyone say, oh yeah, no, I'll be
yeah, that, yeah, no, I think, too. I think I agree with you, like somewhere in New York, Boston. I think if they were smart, they would do it in a place that is like neutral.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Like that place that doesn't have like an NHL team.
Like Green Bay?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Like actually. Green Bay, and you do the Wild versus the Blackhawks or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah.
But I don't know if that is allowed.
Yeah. What about like Regina, Saskatchewan? And the Jets and the Jets in Calgary.
They had there, didn't they?
Really?
They had a heritage class up there.
Oh, really? They did actually.
Yeah, they played. The Jets played.
Yeah, they definitely did.
I was gonna say, I bet that. What about like in like Newfoundland or something?
That would be cool.
Newfoundland. Newfoundland.
But, yeah,
I say Newfoundland.
I think it's Newfoundland, but.
Hey, yeah. You know what?
Tomato, say it how you spell it, right?
Cool tomato, tomato, right?
Isn't it kind of cool how it's named Newfoundland, but it's Newfoundland kind of thing? Like, that's why it's named that. Newfoundland.
Because they found it. They found it. Well, this is pretty fucking new.
This is new land. This is new land. We just found it.
We're going to call the Newfoundland. Like, the and then there the guy is. In the back's yeah. Like, you got it.
Yeah, you're done. That's it. You got it.
So what else we got to talk about here? We talked about going back to school. So Marty and I last semester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing for us, Johnny?
I was actually thinking about, because I was looking at my phone today, mm-hmm. and we have the picture outside the hut from our first
ever day.
And I was going to get a picture tomorrow and put it on my Insta story.
Yeah.
Like from our first day of college to our last semester.
Last first day.
That's sad.
So peep my Insta story tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure.
We look a little different.
Even though I don't even have class. Post? I don't even have class tomorrow, but
hey, start of the semester.
Yeah.
Makes me sad. All the
it
boys
definitely is leaving. Very sad.
Yeah, you and Frizzman are gonna be here stuck alone.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want it to end, kinda.
I know. I want it like the school part, like sure, but
the boys
are forever, right?
Yeah,
I'd honestly consider just staying here and just keep taking different majors till I couldn't anymore.
Yeah, they're like, dude, you gotta leave.
Yeah, yeah. Literally nothing leave. Else
we all keep graduating class. And just getting new majors.
Yeah,
we're like the smartest people in the world. Yeah, by the end of it.
We're doing icebreakers. The teacher's like, okay, high schoolers, raise your hand. Is anyone in here over 18? They're like, yeah. She's like, how old? 42.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a mature student. Yeah. Finally, we get that scholarship, though.
Yeah, true. All right, should we go to some? Oh, wait. Oh, no.
What?
I heard. We'll do the IUAP after, because there was a big debriefing this week.
Really?
Yeah, was there it? Was.
Did you read it?
I thought you read it.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I could read it this week.
Can you read it?
Yeah, but I'll have to refresh myself on the email.
My email is down this week. So
yeah, mine got blown up.
Yeah, your Outlook wasn't working.
My Hotmail.
Johnny doesn't check his email. I'd be interested in looking at your email right now and seeing how many teacher emails that you have for the upcoming semester that you haven't even looked at yet.
Well, school starts tomorrow. That's when you look at them, right? No.
Yeah.
Well, I know nothing's due tomorrow, so I'll be fine.
Still this week, right?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is show up and with a smile.
Yeah. With a big
smile. Don't forget your pencils.
I always do.
A little junior.
Are you a guy that always has to ask people for pencils?
No, I actually carry like I don't use pencils unless like it's like an exam or like
you get a little Scantron.
Yeah.
You need a number two for that.
Yeah, HB number two.
Yeah, no mechanical. No,
have you guys ever heard of an HB number one or three or something like that? Or is it just like why do they specify HB number two?
I'm not like too in tune with the pencil community, but
like what is it? Just
I can't say I have heard of like the other numbers of pencils.
Yeah, like every pencil I think I've ever used has been an HB2. So
Yeah.
Maybe it's like you need to be in like an elite status to use the HB one.
Yeah, you have to be doing like
you have to have your
biochemical engineering.
You have to be a master's of some sort of
a master's of a master to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm always stocked with pens. I carry two pencils just in case.
Nice.
And then erasers, sharpener.
You carry a sharpener
too. You carry a sharpener, really?
Oh, your pencil breaks.
I seem to lose pens like nobody's business.
You bring two sticks to a game, right?
Three. I bring three.
I bring three too.
I bring two pencils to a test.
Yeah, but you don't take school as seriously as you take hockey.
That's true.
That's why I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I know, but like
I'm a big borrow pencil pen guy.
Yeah.
Well, especially because I have my iPad that I take notes on.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
and so like sometimes the teachers will throw me a curveball and say, pull out a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I'll look in my bag and I don't have any paper or pencils. So I'm like,
you're like, can I upload this?
Yeah. Does anyone have a pencil or a paper?
Yeah.
So
I'm a big asking, what did he just say, guy?
Sorry, what? We have an exam today?
Yeah. What'd you just type? Yeah. Dude, that was one thing. Okay, it's like less like common here because we don't have big lecture halls. But when I was at McMaster, like there are classes with 300 kids. The teacher says fucking hi. And all you hear is in the class of like kids just rifling what they're like typing down. And I'm looking around like, holy shit.
What's
like,
everyone typing?
I was like, what are you guys possibly typing? Like, you can't memorize what that guy just said.
Said hi, how are you?
Said, how's it going? Welcome to class.
Kids that's like, the thing. Is like,
shit. I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like people in those big lecture halls will literally sit there for an hour and a half and just type.
Yeah.
And they won't retain a single thing from the whole lecture.
And it always used to scare me because I'm like, oh my God, am I missing
That's how something? I was freshman year.
Yeah.
When I would see like everyone around me like writing every single thing down that was on the PowerPoint. I'm like, shit. I gotta get going here.
And then the PowerPoints are put on Canvas anyway, so we can go look at them after class.
But you write it down.
Or not even after class, like when you know you have a test in like 3-4 days, just look at them then.
Yeah. I don't know. Like 2 days.
It beats me, right?
Yeah. Like how much before a test do you start studying?
3 or 4 days, I'd say.
Okay.
I'd say that's the same with me.
Yeah, probably the same. Like, sometimes fresh in
the brain. Sometimes we squeeze in a little last minute, right?
Yeah, sometimes if you have two tests on the same week, then those 4 days are still the 4 days. You just have to split them up.
Yeah,
so it becomes two and two.
And that seems I'm bad to always that, happen because here, if I have two on the same day, it's like 4 days of like the one I'm really stressing about, and then like maybe like 5 minutes of the one that I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, ah. I'm like, yeah, okay, I think I got this.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about having all the assignments on 1 week. It seems like for me at least, like I'll have 17 things due 1 week and then the next week I'll have like one.
Yeah.
And then that's same like the same cycle like that. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah. Like how it's like they get together and be like, okay, this one student, how do we make him like, let's just not happy him. For 5 days?
Yeah, yeah. Let's screw him on this week.
Yeah.
Give him a week off and then we'll get him next week.
Yeah. Well, I think some teachers are good about it. Like if they find out that you have a test in another class that the majority of students are taking, they'll change it up.
Oh yeah. No, but for the most part,
they don't obviously they don't communicate with each other. So it's like,
yeah.
Especially when you're taking like a square dancing and then like music 101.
Yeah.
And then you got to go to bio 452.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, miss, sorry, I can't recite the dance from, Ice Ice Baby now. However, I have to study for my job.
I got so stressed out on Friday before our game. It was like 3 o'clock. I was just eating, I think. And I got an email from the athletic director saying, just talked to the financial or not the financial, the registrar's office. And they said that, you're ineligible to play because you're not enrolled in this class that you need to graduate. And I was like, oh God, that's not good. So I look at the class and I took it last semester.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh no, I already took that class. And then he sends me a picture of my transcript. Oh, it's not on your transcript. I'm like, oh God. So I didn't get
credit. Give it a minute.
Refresh the page.
So then I emailed my teacher and she got back to me saying like, oh, it's just because that class goes through the whole school year.
Yeah.
So we're taking that credit for that you took last semester and we're just moving it to this semester. So it's like, you already did it. You already got the mark in it. We're just using it for this semester's.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, can you please tell my athletic director that before I get in trouble?
Yeah. I know it's so stressful, like especially like if something like as small as that well, it's not even in your control, but mm-hmm. like sometimes there's things with school that just, you know, slip our minds.
They just jump out at you.
And you're like, oh,
hey,
I got that to do.
Yay. Okay, should we get into it?
Shawshank Redemption.
Shish kebab.
Shop.
Have you guys ever had shish kebabs?
Yeah.
Do you ever have the ones with the cheese on them?
No.
Like the bocconcini?
No. It's like called halloumi cheese. You ever had halloumi cheese?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, we got to get some.
Yeah.
It's like.
Do you think they sell halloumi cheese here?
Yeah. They probably do.
Yeah.
It's cheese that you put on these shish kebab. My dad makes them and they go on the barbecue and they don't melt.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They just cook.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah. And they're good. You guys like, are you guys cheese fans or?
I'm a.
You know,
I'm in a cheese fan club, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, not too much.
I'm in a Facebook group.
Yeah. It's called I Like Cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
There's eight people in it.
If you were in that, then you would know
what halloumi
cheese is.
Co-founder.
Yeah.
Should we go into some questions then?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Love the questions.
Okay. First one. Volume.
Volume up.
Volume on.
Hey, guys. My question is, what is next on your bucket list?
Oh,
Bucket list.
You guys have a bucket list?
I don't really have a bucket list, but it's probably going to be something to do with all of us for like spring break or something.
End of the year trip.
Yeah.
End of the year trip, spring break trip that we're trying to plan. We have something kind of in the works right now for spring break. I don't know how much we can talk about it, but.
Probably not too much, but.
So it's got a lot of potential.
Let's just reword the question. Is like, what's one thing that you guys want to do that you haven't done yet and can't be something with the hockey guys?
Yeah, and don't be like cliche and be like skydive.
I was just gonna say skydive.
I would never skydive.
Yeah,
or bungee jump. Yeah, I honestly, one thing I would love to do is be on Survivor.
Yeah, true.
Like, I would love to be on that show.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah. It would be fun, except for if I got voted off first, like there'd be no coming back from that. Yeah. Like yeah. I'd probably move to the different other side of the island and then just play by myself.
And just live there with Jeff Probst.
That or like being on The Bachelor and not getting a rose the first night, even though like you just said hi to the person.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you.
That would be tough. That would be tough.
Yeah. To swallow. That's a quick punch.
How do you think do you think there's a list that he remembers the name?
Oh, they definitely show him.
It's got to be produced somehow.
Like Bachelorette.
Yeah, like that first night, when he's got to read all the names for the roses.
I also think.
There's no way he remembers them all.
I also think that there's no way that they could keep the integrity of the show without him having conversations with each one of them. I just think like to fit everything in the hour, they show the ones that are like meaningful or like stand out.
The ones that are going to go on.
I feel like there's a lot more to the show than what's shown on TV. Like that cocktail party at the start is probably like 4 hours long instead of like. It seems like an hour or whatever.
Yeah, you can't not talk to the girls the first night, right?
Yeah, like he's got to have some, and I don't know.
And if you like, don't, and if you don't, and they don't get a rose, that's kind of I don't know. Like that's a tough.
Like, what'd you say?
There were some ridiculous entries into that first episode of the.
Yeah, there was the bathtub one.
There was the one in the bathtub.
The mini car
getting run over by a monster truck. It looked like
by the next girl.
What was
it? Can you imagine too?
The girls
to the producers, like, okay, I got a mini car, and then they're like, perfect. Yeah. The girl with the monster truck, like, you're after her.
Yeah. Like, do what you want. But yeah, what would your guys' entrance be to The Bachelorette if you're on it?
Just get out of the limo, give her a hug, and be like, hey, I'm Johnny. See you inside. But like a little nicer than. How I just
that was
said.
A little cocky.
Not cocky.
Like, hey, you know me?
No.
I didn't see that. Like, he would get out and be like, hi, I'm Johnny. You'll see me inside.
No.
You see the smile? Get
out, get
you don't remember
how's
that.
It going? You would have to think of a pickup line, I'm assuming.
Oh, for sure. You would need something.
What would yours be? I can't think of one on the spot, but it would take me.
I just thought of the other one that was ridiculous was the mom got out.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then, or was it her grandma?
I think it was grandma.
It was mom or grandma. Yeah. And he's like, oh, nice to meet you. Like, so like kind of like knew it was a joke coming, but like didn't
but wasn't sure. Hurt. Yeah. Wasn't
couldn't true. Say like, gotcha.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll see you in there.
Yeah. Another question up on the Bachelor topic is, would you guys be able to give up your phone for like however long you're there for without going on social media, without talking to anyone? Because they're there without phones, communication to anyone else they know.
I thought you were allowed it. You just weren't allowed to say or post
anything. I think you have to leave your phone before you get out of the car to meet the guy or girl. Really? You have to leave your phone.
I guess like, yeah, that's that would be like,
that's the impression I got.
Like that would be hard for sure, but like it wouldn't be too bad. You got to talk to all these people anyway, so yeah, might as well. It would just suck at night when you can't just like scroll through Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, what would you do?
I don't even know if you could watch. Yeah, you must be able to watch.
You like, gotta be able, like, there's no way
that you could watch TV for sure.
Yeah, because you're living in the present. So I guess that's fair.
Like Marty, we got a dinner in 5 minutes. Yeah, but yeah, overtime.
Yeah, it's overtime.
It's free hockey.
What's the new guy's name?
Clayton.
No.
The.
Jesse Palmer?
Yeah, Palmer. Yeah, Jesse, sorry. Yeah.
Jesse
yeah.
Palmer.
It's overtime right now. Free hockey.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, shit. And he joins you.
Tell her I'll be there in a minute.
you have a beer with Jesse Palmer?
There was something that sparked that conversation that I wanted to bring up, but I forget.
Was it the pickup lines?
No, it was something completely not related to The Bachelor.
Oh.
Maybe something on TV we saw. It'll come back to me at some point.
Okay.
Okay, let me listen to the question one more time just to see if it sparks any
thoughts. The bucket list.
Hey guys.
It's bucket list. Okay. No, not coming back to me. I'll think about it.
Is that our last question, the bucket list one?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And we started talking about The Bachelor.
You guys didn't answer it yet. I answered.
Oh. What was the question?
What's your like bucket list?
Skydiving.
Oh no. Oh, it was something about Survivor.
Oh yeah,
that was mine.
Yeah,
mine was being. That's how that
started.
Yeah.
Oh my god, we get sidetracked very easily.
Holy heck. Bucket list. That's a really good answer. I'd love to be on Survivor too, but.
Do you have one, Ty?
No, I don't have one.
I don't currently have one. No.
Ambitious.
Right back on show.
Okay, I really hope that comes back to me because it was a good topic, but now I forget. Okay, next question.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and my question is kind of a deep question, so you guys don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I was just wondering what you guys think about life after death, like what happens after death.
Getting into the deep stuff. I don't know. I don't know what I think. I just hope that there's something. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't given too much thought to that.
I don't think about that really often. Yeah. I think we're all in agreement that hopefully there's something.
Yeah. And while we're here, live your life.
Yeah.
Have fun, make friends, hang out, watch TV on the couch.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you only get one life.
Enjoy the little things.
All right, next question.
Hi, guys. It was nice to see you this weekend. Katie and I are currently sitting in Boston Logan International Airport, and I'm about to send her back to England, but we both wanted to know how you felt about all the people who flew to see you all play this weekend, especially coming from multiple different countries and all across the United States.
Well, that was a coincidental question because we kind of already went over that at the start.
Yeah, Allie, that was awesome. And not just you, like all the other girls, like that was
quite. It was honestly amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was fun.
We loved it and we were very appreciative of all the support that everyone's shown us.
And it was cool that I think almost all of them like went to like all the spots we like filmed TikToks and like the spots that we stayed at, like that were like cool around the area, and they like went there,
check it out,
got to see the whole area and not just watch hockey games. So yeah,
that's true.
We just hope that you guys had a great time.
Yeah.
In Superior.
In Soup Town.
Soup Town, baby.
Next question. A little bit of a long one, but hey,
Hey guys, hope you're having a great week so far. So I have two questions for you. My first question is, ever since blown up on TikTok and having a pretty big following, has campus life changed for you at all? Do people notice you guys more? Do they reach out to you more? Like, how has that changed your life as a college student? And my second question is, what are your plans after college? I know most of you are seniors right now. Do you plan to go to grad school? Do you plan to stay in Superior? Like, what do you have? Thanks. Hope you guys have a great night.
Thanks, Marissa.
I don't think campus life has changed very much.
No.
Our school is really small, so.
If anything, people will, like, take, like, little fun jabs at us here and there.
Yeah. Or just not talk to us at all.
Yeah.
Like, when we go in the cap, we just go sit by each other.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, no one comes and says anything to us.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if half the kids really realize
they got
social media.
People do for sure,
but like I bet there's kids that don't. And like they've known us before, like, or even if they haven't, like, and they see that, then it's really not a big deal.
The coolest thing that's happened is one time we were standing in the YU, and one of the higher ups from like the whole UW system was taking a tour of the campus and came up to us and said, like, hey, I love what you guys are doing, keep it up. Which is cool.
Yeah.
Recognized kind of like that.
Yeah.
But again, she didn't really just pick us out of the blue. She was introduced by an employee of the school. So
yeah. She'd be like, yeah, that's
nothing's really, nothing's really changed.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Nothing's changed really.
There was a funny moment though, like right when we got to school, we went to one of the soccer games here, and a girl made a TikTok of us walking up the bleachers.
Yeah,
and
she got
a million views on it,
yeah,
or something like that. And I actually ended up having a math class with her that semester, and I asked her about it, and she was like, "Oh my god, like, you guys saw that." So that was kind of funny, but
yeah,
that was really, like, I don't know, the only, like, I guess borderline interesting thing that's happened around the campus.
I'm just still trying to think about what I forgot to say, because I remember it being really funny, and but I can't.
What about life after college?
I know that I'm going to have to go to school to, like, be able to, like, secure a job in something that I want to do. I just haven't figured out what it is yet.
Yeah. That's same with me. Like, I'm going to want to go to grad school at some point, but I also want to see this thing through with the hockey guys. And I also still want to keep playing hockey. So it's lots going on, lots to think about. So
probably get into the real workforce when I'm around 30.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really plan on working till like 35.
29? Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, Dad, is your basement still open?
Still got that couch, right?
Here, you got a vacancy.
This is the couch from the Marriott.
Yeah. You're not empty nesters yet.
You can't go to Florida till I'm out of the house.
When's dinner?
What a cupcake.
Hey, nice of me. TikToks about your hockey injuries, and I was just wondering if you've ever had an injury where you second-guessed playing the sport. I know that Johnny said that he couldn't walk for a little bit, and so I was just wondering if you decide not to play anymore. Okay, thanks.
I don't think I've ever not debated playing after, like, an injury, but, like, it's kind of always in the back of your mind, like, that, like, re-injuring it and, like, what can come of that. Like, when I tore my knee, my meniscus, I was, like, super scared getting back on the ice and, like, going in corners and stuff. But that's really, like, I never debated never playing again over that. But it also wasn't that big of an injury, really.
Yeah, same with me.
I've honestly never had those thoughts of second-guessing whether I should play or not when I've been injured. Such as when I broke my back, and now, like, it's all about just healing up and getting back out there. Packing it in is just not in the cards.
I think just, like, getting around the mental side of it is, like, trusting your preparation, like, not coming back before you're ready.
That's the biggest thing.
I did that originally. I came back too early and I hurt it. Again, that's when I had to go for surgery.
Yeah, and that's the same thing with everything, really. It's like, if you're not comfortable doing something, then maybe you just need a couple extra weeks or whatever.
Exactly.
And then once you're finally, like, you'll know when you're ready.
Yeah, you just get your confidence back. Like, when I broke my back, like, I remember my first game after that, and I was a little hesitant, like going for hits or going in the corner, but it only took me like 2-3 games to get over that fear and then just realize it's all healed up. It's not going to happen. So
yeah,
I find that sometimes the best thing that can happen to you in a game is like getting hit early or making a hit early.
Yeah.
Because then you like, especially coming back from an injury.
It kind of fires you up.
Yeah. It fires you up. But then if you're coming back from an injury and you get crunched pretty good, then you're like, okay, well, if I can withstand that, then I'm good.
Like that's a fun part of hockey too. Like getting in a scrum or just battling in a corner and winning the battle. Like that's like, that's like one of the, like, it's like scoring. I don't know. Like making a big hit or blocking a shot or something.
Yeah. Our boy Dave blocked a shot last week and he was hurting from
Your boy Dave was eating pills.
Broke a finger.
Yeah. Broke a finger.
But he's still playing. He's still tough.
But he didn't take that minus.
Yeah. He didn't take the minus. Saved us a goal.
Here's a funny question that's just written out. If you weren't in the Hockey Guys or having the podcast, what do you think each of your lives would be doing right or would have been like right now?
I would still be sitting on the couch like I do anyways.
Yeah, I'd still be here with you guys.
Yeah, instead of being up in Tavers room recording, we'd be on the couch just watching a show.
Talking about the same stuff. Yeah. Just like not as
without a microphone.
Yeah, basically.
Because we've been doing it for 3 years before the Hockey Guys anyways. Like we were all best friends before this. So
the bestest.
like literally the best of the friends. Yeah, so it's been super fun.
Like we've become less of good friends.
We just piss each other off.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. Okay, Johnny, do you want to get the family feed cards from behind you there?
Yeah.
They're just in that plastic bag.
You going to read your statement from the IUIP?
Oh, that's not it. Hold on, Jordan. They might be in that drawer there.
I was going to grab this, but this is a watch.
Yeah, we found them. That's a watch.
That is a watch.
That's not the cards.
Looks like a box of cards.
I guess I should read the Family Feud, or sorry, the IUAP statement before we play this game because it has implications on the game.
Really?
Yeah, because the IUAP came out with they reviewed the tape from last week.
Yeah.
And they did. They went over it, and at first they were going to issue a suspension to my mom.
Really?
Yeah, for obscene behavior on the podcast with interrupting and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
makes total sense.
After further review, they've decided that they'll just hand her the loss instead of because the funny thing was this weekend.
He's got a good agent. Man.
Yeah. They got her out of the suspension, but she still has to take the loss.
She's still all in one.
Yeah,
that's all right.
But the funny thing was a few of the fans that came up to visit this weekend that came up to me and said that they thought she won. And then I told them, like, don't ever say that to me again. So, yeah, no, she lost, unfortunately. There's nothing we can do.
Literally nothing we could do about that.
Our hands are tied.
Yeah, we don't make the rules.
We don't make the rules. We just play them. We play the game. And better luck next time, Tammy. If you want to appeal, you'll have to email the IUAP yourself and issue your appeal through
no guarantees though.
Yeah, no guarantees.
Might get lost.
That's what it says on their crest, actually. IUAP, no guarantees.
Yep.
No guarantees.
It does say that. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. No, it's like one of their mission statements.
It's our purpose.
Purpose.
We'll do this, but no guarantees. Sorry.
Okay. Do you guys want to do these cards? Or do you want to look up different types of questions? Do you want to stick on the movie topic or do you want to change it up? Movies?
Yeah, I'll read them this week.
I think we'll rotate like we did last time.
What?
Like you read one, Jordan read one, I read one.
Okay.
We go head to head, first to 5 points. Okay?
Sure.
So you read the first one?
Yep.
The thing about the cards is that they have the English version on one side and the French version on the other.
Oh, sorry, I turned this one around.
So read the French version.
Yeah.
That way I'll win.
Okay, there's no way you guys are getting this.
Okay.
Oh, maybe you. I don't know if Marty will.
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
Give me the name of a movie starring Amy Adams.
Don't even know who that is.
Amy Schumer, Back to the Future.
Okay, we'll just go with the next card.
Is that not on there?
No.
Amy Adams.
I don't know who that is either.
She's in. Okay.
What is she in? Have we even seen any of the movies?
American Hustle, Arrival, Leap Year, Julia, Enchanted.
Oh, Julia.
The only one I know is American Hustle, and I don't even know who she is.
I don't even know.
That's all right. There's always another card.
Do you know who she is?
I know who she is. I'm not too familiar with her movies. Okay.
But I love her work.
Name her work is awesome.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Name a movie whose soundtrack features at least one song by the Beatles.
Yes. Tomorrowland.
Nope, Marty.
The movie that they just made about them.
That's what it's called, the movie that they just made about
them. Oh. Do you know the name of the movie? I know.
No, I have no idea.
It's called Yesterday. Yeah, Tav. All right. Tav gets the point.
Yeah, I was gonna. That's the can I see one the other ones? I won't give myself the point because I'm I have integrity, Mom. Just so you're listening, that's how it works. I was gonna say what's the one that's not even about the Beatles? About John Lennon. You know the one they made, Rocket Man. Oh, I was gonna say Rocket Man, but then I knew like
that's about Elton John
or Elton John, yeah.
So they would just have Elton John.
No, I know, there. But that's what came to my mind. And I said, Tomorrowland. I don't even know if that's a movie. That is a
the dirt.
Yeah. Okay, here. Yeah. You got, okay, this one you guys might be able to get. It's a little more kid friendly.
nice.
Give me the name of a character from the Despicable Me movies. Yeah.
Gru.
Yeah, number
no
one.
No idea.
Minions.
Oh, the Minions.
Minions,
Agnes, Gru. Vector. He's the bad guy.
Is Gru number one?
Yeah, Gru's okay. Number one.
So 1-0 me.
It's the main character.
Okay, I'll go next.
Okay.
Okay, so you between you and Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's... Oh, like, you should be able to get multiple on this list, so it's a good question.
Okay.
You and me?
Yeah. Name a modern movie based on a classic fairy tale.
Enchanted.
That's on the list.
I don't know.
Like any Disney movie that has a princess. Five, four,
three,
two, I don't know. One. You had it on the tip of your tongue. Cinderella was number one.
No, I was going to say that movie that you just saw sing.
Singing animals.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't even know what that was.
The sing movies are actually kind of elite.
Okay.
Anyways,
yeah, if you're like 10,
the list you've never seen them, and don't you probably like it?
Honestly, I'm not gonna be mad about that because I probably would.
The soundtrack on them is elite.
Is it unreal?
Yeah, the soundtrack is elite.
I'm gonna have to hit that up.
Anyways, Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, Enchanted, Maleficent, Peter Pan, and Tangled.
Nope.
So, Johnny got a point there.
Marty, read them off.
Marty.
All right, boys, I'm gonna pick a good one in French. Oh, this okay.
Right.
Okay, I like this one.
Why not?
Yeah, that'll work.
Name something you're likely.
Damn it!
Name something you're most likely to see in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Donnie?
A machine gun. Or a gun.
Taver?
Muscles.
Johnny got the number one. You got the number two.
Muscles?
Was yeah. One. Muscles was two. Guns was one.
No way Muscles is on
that. Yeah, I was going to say Guns, but then I just thought of how jacked he is. So I was like, Muscles maybe? Like, I don't know.
This guy's honestly, old. My first thought was a dumbbell.
Squat rack? Okay. Johnny's asking now, Marty. So quick look into the cards. Yeah.
Do you want me to read the one you just read?
Please. Okay, so, not a movie guy.
So it's one. Right?
Oh yeah, we've done that one before. Oh, this is.
Wait, is it two me or no one me?
One you, one me, one zero Marty.
How is that possible? We've done three.
We have.
Johnny read two off the beginning.
I read. Yeah,
but you did one. I read one. He just read one. So it must be 2-1 me. Because I got the first question. You read a couple off the beginning. I got the one question about. Name a movie.
But with, I beat you, and I beat him.
Did you beat him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so two.
You guys one. Are basically just wait, getting free points so against me.
Yeah. You beat me.
Yeah.
Just now, and yeah. You beat Marty when you went.
So I have two.
Okay, so it's 2-1-0.
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, just to be clear, Marty does have zero.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And Tammy still didn't win.
Yeah. All right, boys, ready?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Give me the title of a movie about a chef.
Ratatouille.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's the only one I know.
That's the number one answer.
Damn it.
Taver gets it. Here you go, bud.
What were the other answers on that, I wonder?
Right here.
Chef. Oh, I don't even know any of the other movies. Chef, Julia, Julia, No Reservations. Okay, so 220.
I think Julia, Julia is
the one. Oh, there you go. You guys are going to know this one, so it's basically whoever taps first wins.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
Should I change the card now?
No.
No. Let Marty have a chance.
Okay. Actually, depending on what you say, it's number one or number two answer.
Okay.
Okay. Name a movie that stars Margot Robbie. Already got it.
What?
You tapped his hand down.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Fuck.
That's number two.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't even know any other movies.
Wait, give me a sec, because he...
Okay, this has been 10 seconds. Okay. 5, 4, 3.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No. Suicide Squad is number one.
You're fine.
That's not even on there.
Oh, Suicide I guess that Squad, movie, no, Wolf of Wall no, Street, that Birds movie of Prey, just came out,
though. Bombshell, I, Tonya.
Fuck.
So it's 2-2-1 for Marty's
it's
on
a
the board.
I blanked out there.
Well, you did swap Marty's hand.
No, yeah, I know. Tap, I went to like tap like under it. Thought that would be funny. Never mind.
Name a movie where most of the action takes place on a plane.
Airplane.
Snakes on a Plane.
Johnny gets the number one answer.
Was Airplane on there?
Yep. Number two. 3-2-1.
That's such bullshit.
Really? Because you got it wrong?
Well, no, I got the second best answer, but how is the word airplane in the question, and then Airplane is not the number one?
But Snakes on a Plane is a big action film.
Yeah, but you ever seen Airplane?
Isn't that a comedy?
Yeah. Shirley, you know what that is. Don't call me Shirley.
Ready, boys? Name something you're likely to see people doing in a romantic comedy.
Kissing.
We already answered that.
Yeah. Should we do that again?
Nah, that's 2 points for me.
Okay. Give Murdy a point.
Yes, sir.
So 3-2-2.
Yep.
Can we go to 4?
Sure.
Sure. Wait, well, that doesn't make sense because then I don't get a chance to win.
They do.
No, because I'm not in this one. If you win, then you're then it's it. That's it.
But he could beat me.
Okay. Well, that one's not going to work then.
All right.
He's not going to win that one.
I might.
Unless it says, like, what's Will Smith's name? Like,
I don't Will know. Smith.
That's the second best answer.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince is number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to get
them. Okay, stop favoring Marty in these.
Name an Academy Award-winning musical.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, that's on there, but I knew he wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. You're allowed a handicap in this. I get a handicap because I don't watch movies that old.
Okay, Marty answered that one.
Gets 3 strokes.
Okay. Name a movie in which the main character works with animals.
Dr. Doolittle.
Number one.
Boys,
we bought a zoo detective zookeeper. Damn it.
Darn it.
Is that 4 for Johnny?
That's 4 for Johnny. That concludes the podcast ender segment.
The ender segment of all podcasts?
The ender of all podcast segments.
What a way to close out number 30.
Anyways, congrats, Johnny, even though I didn't get a chance to win.
You're a sore Tammy, you're right. He's a sore loser. He's such a sore loser.
I'm not sore.
Really?
Yeah.
You're limping right now.
Yeah, well, your face is ugly. I said you got a lumpy butt. Yeah, so that concludes this week's podcast. Do you guys have anything else to say? I'm still trying to think of what I was going to say before, but it's completely escaped my mind.
I guarantee you're going to figure it out when we're on the couch.
Probably.
That's where I do
most of my thinking.
I'll say.
And then we're not going to remember to say it next podcast.
Make sure you follow all the boys' personal accounts
on
TikTok because we're going to start. Everyone's going to start posting on their own personal accounts. So make sure you start following our personal accounts. Make sure you download the pod. And
as always, no bad days.
Yeah.
There's never a bad day here.
Never a bad day.
Yeah.
I think our fans that were here could attest to that.
Yeah. If you find yourself having a bad day, then guess what? Just think of us and that'll turn around and you're having a bad day, reach out. We'll make your day better.
Full Zeal Tower.
Okay. Well, anyways, thanks for tuning in.
As always.
Oh, wait, there's one more thing I wanted to mention.
What?
My sister got mad at me because apparently I've never talked about her on here. Which is, I guess, correct, right? I don't think I've ever mentioned that I have a sister.
Maybe yeah, you have a sister.
I have a sister.
You have a sister.
And she wanted to come on the podcast, of course, like everyone does. Yeah. But I figured this week I would just...
My mom was...
When she wanted to come on.
Yeah, she's like, I want to do the Family Feud thing too.
Okay, well, next week we'll organize all three of them to come on for Family Feud.
Sure.
Okay.
That's going to be...
Who are moms?
That's going to be tough.
Okay.
And they'll play each other.
How are we going to tell the times? Oh, I guess you
raise can just your hand.
Raise your hand. Zoom.
Yeah. Okay. Before with Haley.
Sure.
Okay. So I have a sister and I wanted to tell you guys a funny story about my sister.
Okay.
So
sure.
There's two that are hilarious that come to mind. And I'll start off by saying she's not always the most like social, like aware of her surroundings person in the world.
Okay.
So she's a little bit gullible.
Okay.
Yep. So the first one is when she was younger, she was playing hockey, but they had this fitness testing for tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course there was like a push-up test, a plank test, like running, whatever. And she was like stressing out and crying to my dad, like she wanted to quit hockey if she had to do this fitness test. like screaming, I'm not going, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then I was like, me and my buddy were at my house and I was like, okay, like I'll teach you how to do all the stuff for tomorrow. So that way, when you get there, you know what to expect. Right.
Yeah.
And so we do the push-ups. She gets a couple push-ups, whatever. Tell her what the run's going to be. She's fine with that. She can run. Comes to the plank. Right. So I'm like, basically like, okay, Taylor, like go on the ground and hold the plank for as long as you can. I'll time you. And anything over like a minute or whatever is good. Like,
yeah.
You'll be fine. So she gets on the ground and this was at the time where planking was a thing. Do you guys remember planking?
Oh, okay. I know exactly what she did.
Do you know what planking?
Yeah.
Okay. So like planking was when you just lay on the ground face down with no limbs,
like a board,
right? Pretend to be a board. And so she gets on the ground and I'm expecting her to be in like a core plank.
Yeah.
She lies flat like a board and me and my buddy start dying laughing. She's like, did you start the timer yet? I'm like, yep. So me and my buddy started the timer, left her there for probably half an hour, came back and we were like, you're still going in. She's like, I'm so good at this planking stuff. And then my mom comes in, she's like, the hell are you doing? She finally told her. Anyway, so she was mad about that. And then the second one was when we were on a cruise ship, I had a broken leg. Yeah. And every time you get on and off this cruise ship, you have to go through like airport security type stuff where you go through the metal detector and whatever.
Yeah.
And so since I had crutches, they took them away to go through the metal detector because they're metal, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So they took them away and they're like, the guy's like, sister's standing behind me. So she sees them take my crutches away. And the guy's like, okay, hop through as best as you can. So I literally hop through on one foot and get my crutches on the other side. And then the guy looks at my sister and goes, okay, come through, same as your brother. So she lifts up one leg and hopscotches through the metal detector. And the security guy looks at her and goes, that's not what I meant. And so, that's now you guys know I have a sister.
There you go. Hey, she got the mention.
So yeah.
She got the shout out. Hopefully she finds that funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But no, she's a beauty. Shout out, Taylor. Anyways. Any funny stories about your guys' sisters, even though you don't have one, Marty?
No. I do have a sister. No funny stories. She's just a whole lot smarter than I am. So,
hard to chirp someone when they're smarter than you.
Yeah, no, it's very tough. Yeah. She's like book smart.
Yeah, she is very. I talked to her when she was here. She's very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not dumb.
She's book smart, but she ain't street smart like us.
So. Yeah. Wouldn't last a day on the streets with us.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you download, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers, fellas.
See you, folks.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.